Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house. What are you planning for this weekend? What are you planning for this month, for the seasons ahead? If there is a project on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if your kitchen cabinets are getting older or just need a pick-me-up, you don't necessarily have to tear them all out. We're going to share some tips on how you can get a brand-new look for your kitchen without breaking the bank.
And the air vents that come through your walls and your floors are definitely not the most attractive part of the home, but they are an important part of your heating and cooling system. Well, one father-daughter design team has reinvented those ugly air vents into a beautiful design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of that company called Fitz just ahead.
And textured walls and ceilings are popular, but if you got to make a repair to that surface, getting that original texture back is a big hassle. But now, there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes, and we'll share the details on that new product.
But first, we are here to help you create the home of your dreams. So what are those projects that you need to achieve to get there? How can we help you do that? Well, you've got to reach on out, and we're going to give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Patrilla in Louisiana is working on a kitchen flooring project. What's going on?
I have sheet linoleum in my kitchen, and I want to know if I can put the square tile linoleum down over that or any other kind of flooring over it without having to take up the linoleum.
You know, I think the good thing about flooring that's available today, Leslie, is that you can put a lot of these products on top of those old sheet vinyl or linoleum floors, right? I mean, she's got a lot of options here.
I mean, you really do have so many options when it comes to kitchen flooring, especially flooring that's floating and can go on top of an existing level floor. You have engineered vinyl plank, which is also known as EVP. It installs beautifully. It can look like a variety of woods and wood tones and wood finishes and planks. I mean, there's so many different ways to achieve a durable, easy-to-install floor that's not going to break the bank. Definitely worth checking out LL Flooring. So many options there.
Also, laminate flooring. Right? I mean, because laminate flooring is all sort of tongue and groove locked together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you snap it all together. It can lay down right on top of that old sheet flooring that you have now. You leave a little bit of gap between it and, say, the baseboard molding, and you put some quarter round or some shoe molding to cover that gap. And it's super durable, and it's absolutely beautiful. So the one product I would not put down on top of the old one is another type of sheet flooring. So I would not put vinyl, new vinyl flooring, roll-out vinyl flooring on top of that old linoleum, because you'll see all of the lumps and imperfections in your old floor. I would definitely look for a product that is that will go on top of that and that has some resilience to it, like EVP or laminate.
We've got Robert in Delaware who's got some problems with the sidewalk. What is happening?
I have a small issue with my walkway coming into my house, and that is the divider between the concrete pads, the walkway. They're all in good shape, except for one. It seems to have deteriorated and washed away. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill that in. I didn't know if I should put sand in and then pour in a composite, or it's actually about a half-inch gap there. If you have any ideas that could help me, I'd be very appreciative.
You know, Robert, that problem you describe is very common because those the fillers between the concrete slabs that you mentioned, those are really called spacers, and they're actually there to give the concrete a place to expand and contract so it doesn't push against each other and crack. But they're not nearly as permanent as the concrete, obviously, and they're just going to dry out and fall out over time, and then you end up getting, you know, dirt, and you get seeds, and you get weeds that fall into there. So what you want to do is this. You want to scrape out anything that's in that space between the two concrete slabs. Then you want to pick up something we call a backer rod, which is like a foam noodle. It comes in different diameters, and it sounds like you're going to need one that's like 1 inch in diameter. You cut a piece to fit the width of the sidewalk, and then you press it into that gap. You can use a screwdriver or a stick or something. So it sits down below the surface probably at least maybe I'd say a half inch or so. And then on top of that backer rod, you basically install a flowable urethane type of caulk sealant, and when that dries, it'll expand and contract, and because you have the backer rod there, it's not all going to fall down to the bottom of the slab, and you'll, there'll be no end to how much of that stuff you need. So the backer rod keeps it in place. You put the sealant in there. It dries. It attaches itself well to both sides of the slab, and you're going to have to do this probably again and again in the future, but that's the best way to handle that. Putting sand in there is not going to solve that at all. It's just going to grow weeds. So put the backer rod in and you'll be good to go.
Thanks so much for joining us on this summer weekend here at the Money Pit. Up next, kitchen makeovers can cost you big, but they don't have to. We're going to tell you how you can get that new kitchen look without spending new kitchen money when the Money Pit returns.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Scretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a big project, or perhaps it's just too hot and keeping you in the house with smaller projects? Well, whatever it is that you are working on, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, you can when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to share some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home. And the shingles themselves are in good shape. They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there is any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding like this, cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat, or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now, that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar. And by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years. And I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stains, because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain. Use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help figuring out how to change some columns that are pretty much the entire front of the house. What's going on?
We bought a split-level house that has a nice porch that is halfway in between and very, very tall columns holding up the roof. We would like to modify somehow to make the front look a little bit different, but we can't find anything to replace the columns. They're kind of a scalloped, white, chalky column that is in need of repair.
So, Mike, I hear you on your desire to change those columns because maybe you guys feel that they are dated, and certainly that style is not common today. But I got to tell you, those are an important structural member of that roof structure, and they're supporting that piece of the roof. So this is not something that's very simple to replace. There are columns out there that are designed as wraparounds where you may have a plain structural beam underneath it, and then you surround them. And I know you can find those with flat sides instead of the scalloped round ones you have now. But I think that this is going to be a real challenge if you have a real strong desire to replace this. You're really going to have to go to an architect and almost redesign the front of that house, right, Leslie? Because even if he takes it out, it's not going to look nearly as cohesive a design as what he started with.
Oh, for sure, no. I mean, these are a specific type of architecture. They do perform a purpose of keeping the house structurally, you know, integral there, keeping things together. I don't know of any wrap that goes with something that's substantial in size just to sort of change the look. I mean, it's definitely a specific architectural look that you look for when purchasing a house. I don't really know of a way to change it without a full sort of redesign and engineering perspective of how to do something that stylistically changes it but keeps it all together.
I think your only option here is to go to an architect and maybe just talk with them about doing some initial designs, maybe just sketches, not even blueprints, but sketches with ideas on how you might be able to change the look of this house to get it closer to what you guys would like to see. So, Mike, sorry we don't have better advice for you on that. No simple solutions here, but we certainly want to make sure that you do this right and don't negatively impact the value of your home by taking some of the way that's pretty important in terms of holding up that roof. Well, kitchens are one place in the house where most of us spend a lot of time, but if you feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated or drab and dull, it might not always be your favorite room. Now, the good news is there are options for getting a totally new look without breaking the bank, and those options include replacing, refacing, or just refinishing cabinets.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the difference. Replacing, of course, is just that. You tear them out and you start again. You want to replace when you're reconfiguring the layout or you're changing the existing boxes of the cabinets because the current ones are junky. Now, refacing is when you resurface the cabinets with new doors, drawer fronts, hardware, and that can be less expensive and can definitely make a huge difference without breaking the bank.
Now, how do you determine if a kitchen's a candidate for refacing? Well, you have to be happy with the existing configuration because refacing does not add or change the layout of any new cabinets. The cabinets need to be also a good quality cabinet, structurally speaking. So, for example, there's no sense refacing a cabinet that's not going to stand up for a while.
Yeah, and refinishing a cabinet is probably your most cost-effective move here. You're going to repaint, you're going to restain. That's how you accomplish that makeover, and it's a great DIY project that truly delivers some good results. And with the trend in cabinets looking like gray or white, painting can be an inexpensive option that can truly update your kitchen very easily. Now we've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree. And the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down on the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpenter ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants, and I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well, imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was, in fact, in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like it's, you know.
Yep. Man, it's going to be fine for another 100 years. You don't worry about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Dave in Iowa's got an issue at his money pit where something smells a little stinky, like rotten eggs. What's going on?
Oh, well, I just bought a farmhouse about 3-4 years ago, and I have this rotten egg smell in my house all the time. And I also, my sinks and my toilets and my bathtubs are all rusty. I was wondering if you have any ideas for me. I do have a water softener.
So first of all, the rotten egg smell usually happens because of a bad anode in the water heater itself. That's a rod that's immersed into the water, and over time it deteriorates.
And if you have a bad anode, it can be removed and replaced without replacing the entire water heater. The other potential cause of this is the water quality itself, but is this well water?
Yeah, this is well water.
So have you had it tested lately to see, you know, among other things, what the sulfur content is?
No, I haven't.
So I would be smart to do that. And this way you want to make sure that nothing has changed that you're not aware of in terms of the quality of the water. But typically it's because of a problem with the water heater that leads to that odor. Now, in terms of the rusty fixtures, you know, that's just going to be wear and tear. That's going to have nothing to do with the water quality for the most part.
Now we've got Kathy from West Virginia on the line who's tackling a kitchen project and has some questions about a sink. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm having a hard time deciding on the type of sink. I've always had a, I keep wanting to say double barrel. I always wash them one side and I rinse them the other.
Right.
So it's really hard for me to relate to a single bowl sink.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to be the rage, and I wanted to see, really, I mean, what is the attraction?
Size and space. I mean, you can get a lot more in a single bowl sink than you can in one that is divided into two. And I understand the, you know, the habit of putting soap in one and rinsing in the other. And, you know, listen, if you're used to that, why not? But I think the reason people get them is because they can get the bigger pots and pans in there, and they're just a whole lot easier to use. You know, the other option, of course, is if you're going to have a single bowl sink, then you just get used to having a small plastic bowl in there, a plastic tub, I should say, in there, which is what we always did. So that is where all the soapy water goes, and then you have plenty of room on the other side to rinse, and then you can just, you know, take it out and put it away when you're all done. So it's really personal preference, but I think the reason they're so popular is space. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I personally have like an extra deep single bowl stainless sink, and I like it because, you know, pots and pans fit in there no problem. I can definitely put a lot of stuff in there as I'm trying to get things cleared up quickly, and I don't have to have it on the countertops. But I did grow up with a double sink, and I too liked that. You know, I didn't have to fill up so much water in one sink if I wanted to just wash a couple of things, or, you know, you have more options with that. Now, when you're remodeling, are you just replacing the existing sink, or are you changing out the cabinet?
I'm changing everything.
I love the idea of a ceramic coated apron front sink. That looks kind of, it can be modern and country sort of at the same time and have an interesting feel. And you can do a double sink. I think they're even called country sinks, you know, the apron front. They're so beautiful. And it might be just, you know, something that's a little different but still familiar. And they resell very well for the house.
Well, I am so attracted to those ceramic apron front sinks. And so before I make the commitment, I was just wanting to see, am I missing something?
Nope, I don't think you are. I think they're very attractive, and I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Happy August, everybody. It is officially kind of those last weeks of summer, so are you scrambling to get some projects done before the cooler air hits? Or are you just kind of enjoying what you've got and thinking about those projects you want to tackle once it gets colder? Well, whatever it is, Team Money Pit is standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, the air vents that come through those walls and floors at home, they're generally not the cutest part of your house. But a father-daughter design duo has reinvented those ugly vents into a really spectacular design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of Fitz just ahead.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when we pick out our finishes for the inside of our homes, we certainly spend a lot of time choosing paint colors, the kitchen cabinets, and all of those other fun design elements. But one element I bet you hardly give a second thought to are the vents. These come through the floors, the walls. I mean, they're the most essential part of your heating and cooling system. But do you ever think about them?
Yeah, and the reason that we don't think about them is because there just weren't very many options. It was all pretty standard.
Well, that all began to change back in 2016 when the father-daughter team of Roberta and Paolo Mantenuto formed Fitz, a company that has reinvented the ugly grill vents into a beautiful design feature. We're very excited to have co-founder Roberta Mantenuto joining us right now to tell us more. Welcome, Roberta.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
What an awesome idea to make vents beautiful. I love your mission statement, which is to create thoughtful, innovative design products that are beautiful, functional, and badass. I think we could agree with all of that.
Yeah, I think, like you guys mentioned, it was just a forgotten accessory in a home that ends up showing up in every single room of a home. And we kind of all shrugged off and accepted that, you know, they had to take the form that we've always seen, which is just grilled slats. And so I'll take no credit for the product innovation. That's all my father. He thought, well, maybe there's a different way of integrating these products into your design so that they don't need to be such an eyesore. So that's exactly what he did. He patented the design from a grill into a rectangular air channel that you can actually customize so that it matches your floors and your walls and just seamlessly disappears and melts into that surface.
I mean, and that truly is what it does. When you're looking at all of the different options, you're seeing the flooring, the wall covering, the tile, whatever it is, but you're not seeing the vent. You're just seeing a very modern, beautiful, almost art installation. Like, it's stunning.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Yeah, I mean, we feel the same way. Like, we are, you know, in an industry now where we're looking at every single detail and curating every single space of our home, even down to, you know, like how it smells, what is the ambiance, the lighting. We're just, again, there's so many products on the market to really cultivate that, you know, look that you want, and there just wasn't any innovation with vents. And so we saw it as an excellent opportunity to just go into a forgotten detail and give it that sleek, modern, elevated look. And I say modern, but it really can match any design aesthetic that you have. That's really what we're trying to accomplish.
And your first product was what you call the Aria vent, A-R-I-A. And this is the vent we're talking about primarily here because it blends so perfectly with any wall or floor surface. So it looks like you take a slice of flooring or you take a section of wallpaper and it gets basically installed into the vent. And when you install the vent into that surface, whether it's a floor or a wall, it perfectly flows with the design. You hardly notice it at all, yet it's beautiful and functional at the same time. What a brilliant idea. So I guess there's a lot of folks that agree with us with a million of these sold, literally.
More than a million. I think we're almost at 2 million now.
Wow.
And a busy 8 years.
When you design the vent and you're focusing on the aesthetic, of course, the vent serves a purpose, right? It has to have good airflow. How have you guys dealt with that? Has there been any reduction in the airflow? Because people see the vent and they don't – actually, they see very little of the vent compared to the old ones, right? So they might wonder whether or not you have good airflow at it. So let's talk about that because I know you've done some testing around that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely the first question that people ask is it looks great, but does it actually work and do what it's supposed to do? For that reason, we had all of our products tested by a third-party lab for airflow performance, and all of those tests were in accordance to ASHRAE standards, which is the HVAC standards. Essentially, the airflow is comparable. In fact, I guess the big question comes from people really looking at the vents and seeing if they facilitate great airflow, but what we've really learned is that the performance of your HVAC system has very little to do with the vent that's at the end of the system and more to do with the design of the system and what's really happening behind the walls. So if you have a poor performing HVAC system that's not efficient, the vent is not going to make it any better. It's not going to necessarily make it any worse. So that's where our products fit into. It's just a part of the system, not the whole system itself. And then on top of that, we've also tested our products for weight capacity. So the vents that we have can hold an excess of 300 pounds, which I think is more than what the standard is on the market.
I don't think too many folks are putting that much weight on a floor vent. I'm afraid to step on any of those vents as it is. They look fragile.
just at first glance. But, I mean, the truth is, with 300 pounds, that exceeds most ladder capacity.
Better be safe than sorry.
What about from an installation process? Is it more complicated? Is it a similar process? Can this be approached by a DIY or an advanced DIY or strictly for the pros?
Yeah, so we have a whole suite of products, some that are specifically for DIYers, so absolutely anyone can install them. And then we have a little bit more complicated products that are definitely made for a pro. Those pro ones, they need to be mounted at the sub-4 level before your flooring goes in. Or for our wall vent models, we actually have mud-in versions, so that does require some drywall mudding, which is very difficult for a DIYer. I'm sure there's some great DIYers that listen, piece of cake, but for me, that's not DIY consideration. So
yeah.
The beauty of it all is that it is a fairly simple installation. You can do it really quickly. All you need to do is have a leftover piece of your flooring, cut that, put it inside of a tray, and then drop that into the duct just like you do any other grill vent.
We're talking to Roberta Mantenuto. She's the co-founder of Fitz, a company that is dedicated to providing beautiful design elements for the home and has completely reinvented the vents that are so commonplace in all of our forced air heating and cooling systems and making them absolutely stunning. I noticed that your line has expanded since the original vents that you and your dad designed and you have helped to manage the business for. Can you talk about some of those extensions and what we're going to see in the future from Fitz?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just developing more vent solutions, but we've also expanded into other product categories like light switches and niches and support brackets for floating shelves and benches, especially in the showers. We just want to take mundane, unloved products and reinvent them. So anything that's been hanging off your walls that we've kind of just shrugged and said, yep, that's got to be there. That's a part of the functioning home. We want to change the way that you see them so that we can also prioritize form.
I mean, I love the no-see device mount just from a perspective of people always want to mess with other people's thermostats. And first of all, you're hiding them stylishly, and you're also completely avoiding that. And I'm guilty of it. I try to adjust the thermostat in the studio all the time. So, Tom, maybe this is what you need to get for me.
I do that in restaurants when it's really warm, and it's like a major deal to ask the waiter or the waitress if they could possibly raise or lower the temperature. And, you know, you get kind of a blank look, and they're trying to find the manager. And sometimes it's just easier for me to walk up to the thermostat and reset it myself.
You just help yourself?
That's very you, Tom.
I just helped myself. I only got busted once, and it was from a family restaurant that I'd gone to forever. And the co-owner of Al was like, "Stop doing that, Tom."
I didn't even know that was an option. I'm going to do that from now on. I love that.
It's not an option.
Yeah, we're not recommending it. Well, I think it's cool that you spend a lot of time just like looking at stuff that's ugly in the houses and accepted and figuring, hey, I could do better with that. I mean, there's no limit to those opportunities, and there's evidence by all the extensions you guys have already come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing, so our company is all really based around innovation, right? We just want to do things that other people have really not thought about for many, many years, but also building them in a sustainable way that makes sense for us and for the end consumer. So all of our products are actually manufactured in Canada, which is where we're from, but also the United States. Absolutely everything, down to the little screws that come into the boxes, the packaging, all of it comes from U.S. and Canada.
That is so awesome. The company is called Fitz, spelled F-I-T-T-E-S. Their website is fitz.com, F-I-T-T-E-S.com. And you can find these products at select Home Depots and HomeDepot.com. Rollout has started to make Fitz more accessible across the country. Roberta Mantenuto, thank you so much for being a part of the Money Pit. Congratulations on the company and all the work that you guys are doing to make our homes more beautiful and functional at the same time.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Roberta Mantenuto from Fitz Vents, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit and, quite frankly, for making a beautiful sort of minimalistic design feature for something we really, really need at home. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or ceiling can be messy and expensive, so we are going to share a product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can when you dive into the Money Pit podcast. And you're going to get some expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Norm from Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us about this insulation issue.
Second story over house has a suspended ceiling with like 12 inches of insulation on top of that ceiling, on top of the suspended ceiling. Should there be a vapor barrier in between? Because there's no vapor barrier.
No. Not really necessary. So you have 12 inches on top of the drop ceiling, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in that particular case. You're good to go.
Old homes had high ceilings, and so we dropped it down a bit to match the paneling. And...
yeah. Is that drop ceiling still standing up okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, good. No, I think you're okay the way it is. There's no need to change that. And if it's an old home, it's plenty drafty as it is anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a textured ceiling, you know that repainting that leak or crack can be easier than the hassle of trying to restore that original textured surface. Typically, it's a very messy process, especially when you're trying to fix a small area or one that's just hard to reach.
Yeah, but now there's a new product out from DAP that makes this easy for both DIYers and pros. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it allows you to apply different types of textures. You can use an orange peel texture, a knockdown, or a popcorn texture very quickly and easily to both walls and ceilings. Part of the magic is that it comes in a very simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle, and that's important because it allows you to easily repair vertical or overhead in those hard-to-reach places. That nozzle system is unique. It's only available from DAP. They call it Aim Tech because it allows you to direct that texture exactly where it's needed.
Now, DAP's 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture is really a super handy product that saves you a ton of time and really a lot of hassle. It delivers a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, and this is a great bonus here, it dries in under 30 minutes, and you can paint it immediately.
Yep, so whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you want to create a new look, the 2-in-1 Spray Texture from DAP makes it easy to apply either an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn spray texture to both walls or ceilings, and you can do that with ease and accuracy. It's a good choice for both pros and DIYers. You'll find it at retailers nationwide, and it retails for $29.98.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when it comes to protecting your kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be completely child safe. And I tell you, even with boys, I don't know if that's totally safe, you guys. We're going to share how you can avoid three of the most worrisome child safety hazards next.
You live in a money pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
For eligible individuals, 18 and older only. Results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With Jabra Enhance Select's premium package, better hearing doesn't happen in a doctor's office. It happens at home. All done remotely from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better. You get the same advanced hearing aid technology and professional support you expect from a clinic at a fraction of the cost. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week, no charge. Oh, you people are wonderful. Our premium package includes hearing aids, 3 years of follow-up care, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage, and a 100-day money-back guarantee. I hear better than I ever thought possible. Save $300 on Enhanced Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/try. That's JabraEnhance.com/try. JabraEnhance.com/try.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Now's a good time to reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jessica reached out saying, my bathroom sink gets cold water through the hot faucet and hot through the cold. This is the only place where it happens. Can something be wrong with the water heater or is the faucet broken?
You know, this is a really frustrating problem. It has a very simple solution. What happened here, Jessica, is that the plumber hooked up the hot water to the cold side of your faucet and the cold water to your hot side of the faucet. So you have to switch those connections, which is just underneath your bathroom sink. Once you do, all of a sudden you will have hot on the hot side and cold on the cold side. Nothing to do with the water heater, nothing to do with the faucet that's broken. It was just an issue in terms of how it was installed.
That is a great, great, great solution. Tom, what if it's a single-handle faucet and it does the same thing? How do you fix that?
Doesn't matter. You're going to have two sides, a hot water side and a cold water side. There's two feeds that go from the house plumbing into that faucet. You just have to switch them.
All right.
Well, is your family growing? Hey, congratulations. But before you hear the pitter-patter of those little feet, you need to make sure Home Sweet Home is safe. Leslie's got tips to help baby-proof your money pit in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, when you have a new baby coming into the house, you're like, oh, it's going to be fine. I don't have to do anything. And then you start doing your research and looking at all of the products out there that are available to baby-proof and just make your home safe from these little aliens that are coming to invade your space. And truly, these kids can get into anything and everything. So just short of having like a padded room at home, you got to do stuff at the house to make it safe for these guys. So first of all, let's talk about your windows. Now, they may look completely harmless, but a window blind cord is one of the most dangerous items in your house for babies and young kids. So you need to shorten all of those long cords and tie them up and away and out of reach from little hands because they can become entangled and they can strangle themselves. It is a terrible thing. Now, another concern is furniture chipping. Any piece of furniture that has a grab, a pole, a shelf, suddenly looks like the most appealing jungle gym to small kids. I can tell you, I have a coworker, Kajana, whose daughter, Mia, is now six, but when she was really little, he showed me a video, and he was like, can you help me find Mia in this video? And she was standing on top of their dresser, and she was little. Like, they find a way to climb on everything. And once they start to grab, if that furniture, if a drawer opens or something happens and it becomes off balance, that dresser can totally topple over and land right on top of your child. So you want to make sure that something like a bookcase, a TV stand, a dresser, anything, again, that is climbable, and also this can apply to a stove or a range. You want to anchor them to the wall. And a lot of these products do come with an anti-tipping bracket, and that can secure that piece of furniture to the wall, the stove to the floor, any way possible. So look for those brackets. If it doesn't come with one, do some research, find out what you can use. And one more big thing is to check your stairs and railings. Railings need to be at least 36 inches tall and have no more than 4-inch spaces between any of those spindles. And at the same time, you want to make sure those handrails are in place for all of the stairs. And you have to make sure that the handrails have a closed end. You don't want it to just kind of end and be open that you could get something caught on. It has to return back to the wall. I mean, it's so easy to catch a sweater, a sleeve, something, and then it's a fall hazard right there. So lots of stuff to start thinking about. I mean, there's smaller things and bigger things as well you can be tackling, but this is a good starting point.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, now that summer has all of a month or so left, wah, wah, it might be a good time to upgrade your grill. There's a lot of sales starting right now, so if you'd like to step up to a new BBQ, we've got tips on what to look for so you get the most bang for your buck on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. San Antonio police are investigating a pair of shootings early this morning at the gates of an Air Force base in Texas. Jackie Quinn has more.
A spokeswoman for Joint Base San Antonio-Lackland says someone opened fire from a car early in the morning. U.S. Air Force security guards weren't hurt and gathered reinforcements at the entrance. A couple of hours later, again, shots were fired at the base and armed personnel fired back. The vehicle fled. Base officials are reiterating there were no injuries and there's no threat to the installation, which houses multiple military groups. San Antonio police are investigating. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Ernesto has made landfall in the tiny British Atlantic territory of Bermuda as residents continue to hunker down. Hurricane specialist Philippe Pepin at the National Hurricane Center says Ernesto is moving away from Bermuda but still battering the island.
Ernesto right now is located just to the north-northeast of the island of Bermuda after it passed basically directly overhead earlier this morning. It currently has maximum sustained winds of about 85 miles per hour as of the previous intermediate advisory. And right now it's moving very slowly off to the north-northeast at about 9 miles per hour. And so because the system is so large right now, it's still affecting Bermuda with significant winds and other impacts associated with the storm.
Also at townhall.com, supporters of the uncommitted protest vote movement, sparked by dissatisfaction with President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war, could play a large role in the Democratic National Convention, with raucous protests expected outside and potentially inside the Chicago arena. Many of the leaders of the movement have expressed cautious optimism towards Kamala Harris' campaign, maintaining that she and the campaign haven't met their demands before the convention. You'll find news and analysis online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding, bird watching,
long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints, or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Several states have implemented restrictions around livestock following an outbreak of bird flu.
It has spread to millions of poultry and 200 dairy herds across 13 states since last March. Michigan has been hit hard, leading the state to order curbs on livestock exhibitions just ahead of the fair season. Many young people who spent time and money over the last year preparing their dairy cattle for competition have been unable to show them. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. stocks drifted higher as Wall Street coasted to the close of its best week since November. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday, extending its winning streak to a seventh day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 0.2%. Treasury yields eased a bit following a couple of mixed reports in the U.S. economy. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 3.88%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on a fire that broke out at London's Somerset House. which houses priceless artworks.
Priceless paintings by Monet, Cezanne, Van Gogh, and others were safe after firefighters worked to douse a fire at Somerset House in central London. The London Fire Brigade says the cause is under investigation. Somerset House says all staff and the public were safe. The venue had been scheduled to host a breakdancing event. The neoclassical building, which is nearly 250 years old, houses the Courtauld Gallery. The gallery is scheduled to reopen in the coming days. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Canada's two largest railroads are starting to shut down their shipping networks as a large labor dispute with the Teamsters Union threatens to cause lockouts or strikes that would disrupt cross-border trade with the U.S. Both the Canada Pacific, Kansas City, and Canadian National Railroads have stopped taking certain shipments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey towards finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I appreciate both these two men coming to talk to us and giving us advice. I picked up on the work ethic and hitting your goals, especially because that's what the school is training us to do.
And what kind of impact do you want to have with your life?
Same as Louie over here. I just want to leave a loving family, be able to provide for my family.
Mm-hmm. Where's that come from?
I'm the oldest. It's just me, my mom, my sisters.
You took over the role of the responsible male of the house, man of the house?
Yes, sir. I like to say I had a big impact on raising my sister. She makes me very proud as she grows older and the achievements that she's been able to make.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Has Kamala Harris secured herself a winning ticket in the form of Tim Walz? Or has she wedded her party to a fading ideology in its death spiral? We have the answer to that and a whole lot more.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Money Pit is presented by DAP Spray Texture. Now here at Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done around your house. What are you planning for this weekend? What are you planning for this month, for the seasons ahead? If there is a project on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours by calling us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, if your kitchen cabinets are getting older or just need a pick-me-up, you don't necessarily have to tear them all out. We're going to share some tips on how you can get a brand-new look for your kitchen without breaking the bank.
And the air vents that come through your walls and your floors are definitely not the most attractive part of the home, but they are an important part of your heating and cooling system. Well, one father-daughter design team has reinvented those ugly air vents into a beautiful design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of that company called Fitz just ahead.
and textured walls and ceilings are popular, but if you got to make a repair to that surface, getting that original texture back is a big hassle. But now, there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes, and we'll share the details on that new product.
But first, we are here to help you create the home of your dreams. So what are those projects that you need to achieve to get there? How can we help you do that? Well, you've got to reach on out, and we're going to give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Patrilla in Louisiana is working on a kitchen flooring project. What's going on?
I have sheet linoleum in my kitchen, and I want to know if I can put the square tile linoleum down over that or any other kind of flooring over it without having to take up the linoleum.
You know, I think the good thing about flooring that's available today, Leslie, is that you can put a lot of these products on top of those old sheet vinyl or linoleum floors, right? I mean, she's got a lot of options here.
I mean, you really do have so many options when it comes to kitchen flooring, especially flooring that's floating and can go on top of an existing level floor. You have engineered vinyl plank, which is also known as EVP. It installs beautifully. It can look like a variety of woods and wood tones and wood finishes and planks. I mean, there's so many different ways to achieve a durable, easy-to-install floor that's not going to break the bank. Definitely worth checking out LL Flooring. So many options there.
Also, laminate flooring. Right? I mean, because laminate flooring is all sort of tongue and groove locked together.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you snap it all together. It can lay down right on top of that old sheet flooring that you have now. You leave a little bit of gap between it and, say, the baseboard molding, and you put some quarter round or some shoe molding to cover that gap. And it's super durable, and it's absolutely beautiful. So the one product I would not put down on top of the old one is another type of sheet flooring. So I would not put vinyl, new vinyl flooring, roll-out vinyl flooring on top of that old linoleum, because you'll see all of the lumps and imperfections in your old floor. I would definitely look for a product that is that will go on top of that and that has some resilience to it, like EVP or laminate.
We've got Robert in Delaware who's got some problems with the sidewalk. What is happening?
I have a small issue with my walkway coming into my house, and that is the divider between the concrete pads, the walkway. They're all in good shape, except for one. It seems to have deteriorated and washed away. So I'm trying to think of a way to fill that in. I didn't know if I should put the sand in and then pour in a composite, or it's actually about a half-inch gap there. If you have any ideas that could help me, I'd be very appreciative.
You know, Robert, that problem you describe is very common because those the fillers between the concrete slabs that you mentioned, those are really called spacers, and they're actually there to give the concrete a place to expand and contract so it doesn't push against each other and crack. But they're not nearly as permanent as the concrete, obviously, and they're just going to dry out and fall out over time, and then you end up getting, you know, dirt, and you get seeds, and you get weeds that fall into there. So what you want to do is this. You want to scrape out anything that's in that space between the two concrete slabs. Then you want to pick up something we call a backer rod, which is like a foam noodle. It comes in different diameters, and it sounds like you're going to need one that's like 1 inch in diameter. You cut a piece to fit the width of the sidewalk, and then you press it into that gap. You can use a screwdriver or a stick or something. So it sits down below the surface probably at least maybe I'd say a half inch or so. And then on top of that backer rod, you basically install a flowable urethane type of caulk sealant, and when that dries, it'll expand and contract, and because you have the backer rod there, it's not all going to fall down to the bottom of the slab, and you'll, there'll be no end to how much of that stuff you need. So the backer rod keeps it in place. You put the sealant in there. It dries. It attaches itself well to both sides of the slab, and you're going to have to do this probably again and again in the future, but that's the best way to handle that. Putting sand in there is not going to solve that at all. It's just going to grow weeds. So put the backer rod in and you'll be good to go.
Thanks so much for joining us on this summer weekend here at the Money Pit. Up next, kitchen makeovers can cost you big, but they don't have to. We're going to tell you how you can get that new kitchen look without spending new kitchen money when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hide ugly concrete surfaces with Die Hard Max Industrial Strength Epoxy Floor Coating Kits. And this summer, get a $99 deal on kits that cover up to 250 square feet of garage, basement, or warehouse space. The kits include vinyl flakes that you add to the impact-resistant tan or gray glossy surface to create a slip-resistant floor. Get the $99 Die Hard Max Kit with free shipping from Lowe's.com or DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Scretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a big project, or perhaps it's just too hot and keeping you in the house with smaller projects? Well, whatever it is that you are working on, are you ready to renovate like a pro? Well, you can when you tune into the Money Pit podcast. We're going to share some expert tips and tricks, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, or a total home makeover. You're going to gain the knowledge and confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe at Apple Podcasts now, because if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. Cindy in Ohio is on the line with a question about cedar shingles. How can we help you?
I live in a raised ranch home, and I have cedar shingle siding on the front of my home. And the shingles themselves are in good shape. They were previously stained, and I'm wondering, now that they're fading, if there's any way I could paint them or do something different to them other than staining them.
So, Cindy, the one thing to know about siding, like the cedar siding in particular, is that once you paint it, you're kind of committing to paint for the rest of the life of the siding on your house. If you continue with the stain, as you've noticed, the stain will fade, it'll change color, but it doesn't ever get to the point where you have like cracked strips of stain that would have to be pulled off with paint. That's what happens. It ends up cracking and separating from the cedar below, and you'll have to scrape it all out to do another coat, or at least rough up what's there. So I'm a big fan of stain on siding. Now, that said, you have a lot of choices in stain. It doesn't have to be dark. You want to brighten it up, not a problem. You want to turn it into like a red cedar, you can do that. You want it to be gray, you could do that. I would recommend that you use a good quality, solid color exterior stain. And the other thing about cedar siding is that sometimes it's helpful if you prime it first with an anti-tannin primer. There's certain types of primers that work well with cedar, And by doing that, you stop some of the oils from leaking through and impacting the quality of the stain. You know, we've taken care of the cedar siding on our house doing just that for many, many years. And I've had my siding last years and years and years, like way longer than it should have between coats of stains because we did it right the first time out. So I'd recommend you skip the painting step and go right with the stain. Use the solid color stain, prime it first, and that's going to last as long as it possibly can.
Mike in Pennsylvania is on the line and needs some help figuring out how to change some columns that are pretty much the entire front of the house. What's going on?
We bought a split-level house that has a nice porch that is halfway in between and very, very tall columns holding up the roof. We would like to modify somehow to make the front look a little bit different, but we can't find anything to replace the columns. They're kind of a scalloped, white, chalky column that is in need of repair.
So, Mike, I hear you on your desire to change those columns because maybe you guys feel that they are dated, and certainly that style is not common today. But I got to tell you, those are an important structural member of that roof structure, and they're supporting that piece of the roof. So this is not something that's very simple to replace. There are columns out there that are designed as wraparounds where you may have a plain structural beam underneath it, and then you surround them. And I know you can find those with flat sides instead of the scalloped round ones you have now. But I think that this is going to be a real challenge if you have a real strong desire to replace this. You're really going to have to go to an architect and almost redesign the front of that house, right, Leslie? Because even if he takes it out, it's not going to look nearly as cohesive a design as what he started with.
Oh, for sure, no. I mean, these are a specific type of architecture. They do perform a purpose of keeping the house structurally, you know, integral there, keeping things together. I don't know of any wrap that goes with something that's substantial in size just to sort of change the look. I mean, it's definitely a specific architectural look that you look for when purchasing a house. I don't really know of a way to change it without a full sort of redesign and engineering perspective of how to do something that stylistically changes it but keeps it all together.
I think your only option here is to go to an architect and maybe just talk with them about doing some initial designs, maybe just sketches, not even blueprints, but sketches with ideas on how you might be able to change the look of this house to get it closer to what you guys would like to see. So, Mike, sorry we don't have better advice for you on that. No simple solutions here, but we certainly want to make sure that you do this right and don't negatively impact the value of your home by taking some of the way that's pretty important in terms of holding up that roof. Well, kitchens are one place in the house where most of us spend a lot of time, but if you feel like your kitchen cabinets are dated or drab and dull, it might not always be your favorite room. Now, the good news is there are options for getting a totally new look without breaking the bank, and those options include replacing, refacing, or just refinishing cabinets.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the difference. Replacing, of course, is just that. You tear them out and you start again. You want to replace when you're reconfiguring the layout or you're changing the existing boxes of the cabinets because the current ones are junky. Now, refacing is when you resurface the cabinets with new doors, drawer fronts, hardware, and that can be less expensive and can definitely make a huge difference without breaking the bank.
Now, how do you determine if a kitchen's a candidate for refacing? Well, you have to be happy with the existing configuration because refacing does not add or change the layout of any new cabinets. The cabinets need to be also a good quality cabinet, structurally speaking. So, for example, there's no sense refacing a cabinet that's not going to stand up for a while.
Yeah, and refinishing a cabinet is probably your most cost-effective move here. You're going to repaint, you're going to restain. That's how you accomplish that makeover, and it's a great DIY project that truly delivers some good results. And with the trend in cabinets looking like gray or white, painting can be an inexpensive option that can truly update your kitchen very easily. Now we've got Anna in South Dakota on the line with a question about ants. What is going on?
Took down a huge, huge tree. And the contractor that took it down said, good thing you took it down because in 2 years it probably would have fell.
Okay.
Because it's all hollow, and he said it had a huge carpenter ant nest in it.
Yep.
So my house is 10 feet away. Do I need to worry about that?
No. Carpenter ants are Mother Nature's way of getting rid of dead wood. Sure, they could infest your house, but they're not necessarily going to be motivated to go there over anything else that's lying about. You'll find ant nests like that, you know, once in a while, and they'll usually just go down on the ground. They'll go off to another location, but they're not like, hey, let's go over to Anna's house because I think I heard it's tasty. No, they're not necessarily going to go in your house. I mean, that said, you know, you ought to keep your eye out for all sorts of pests, carpenter ants and termites in particular, but you're not at any increased risk of finding ants. I'll tell you, I had a surprise myself with ants a couple of weeks back. I have a bay window. It's filled with plants, and I was doing some cleaning, and I had noticed we were getting some persistent ants in this area, and I figured they were coming in from the outside, you know, being the knowledgeable home improvement expert that I am. Well, imagine my surprise when I lifted up a big clay pot that had a flowering plant in it and found that the ant infestation was, in fact, in the plant. So we were helping this ant infestation survive by dutifully watering our plant. And once I got the plant outside, those ants had to find a new place to live. We haven't seen a single one since. So, you know, they're not necessarily looking to go to your house. I think that you're going to be fine.
Okay. That was my only concern. The house is, you know, was built in 1908, and it's like, it's, you know.
Yep.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Goldleaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Goldleaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Goldleaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Active, and yeah. I think, you know, I think it's part of that sort of farmhouse sink design that's so popular today, the farmhouse decor that's so popular today. So good luck with that project, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much.
Happy August, everybody. It is officially kind of those last weeks of summer, so are you scrambling to get some projects done before the cooler air hits? Or are you just kind of enjoying what you've got and thinking about those projects you want to tackle once it gets colder? Well, whatever it is, Team Money Pit is standing by to lend a hand. Coming up, the air vents that come through those walls and floors at home, they're generally not the cutest part of your house. But a father-daughter design duo has reinvented those ugly vents into a really spectacular design feature. We're going to speak to one of the founders of Fitz just ahead.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Can people really not afford McDonald's? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. McDonald's says they're missing revenue as they have to lower their prices even more. Why? The consumers are pulling back. If things are so good, why are credit card delinquencies hitting a 12-year high? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Topic at a Time, a series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, when we pick out our finishes for the inside of our homes, we certainly spend a lot of time choosing paint colors, the kitchen cabinets, and all of those other fun design elements. But one element I bet you hardly give a second thought to are the vents. These come through the floors, the walls. I mean, they're the most essential part of your heating and cooling system. But do you ever think about them?
Yeah, and the reason that we don't think about them is because there just weren't very many options. It was all pretty standard. Well, that all began to change back in 2016 when the father-daughter team of Roberta and Paolo Mantenuto formed Fitz, a company that has reinvented the ugly grill vents into a beautiful design feature. We're very excited to have co-founder Roberta Mantenuto joining us right now to tell us more. Welcome, Roberta.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
What an awesome idea to make vents beautiful. I love your mission statement, which is to create thoughtful, innovative design products that are beautiful, functional, and badass. I think we could agree with all of that.
Yeah, I think, like you guys mentioned, it was just a forgotten accessory in a home that ends up showing up in every single room of a home. And we kind of all shrugged off and accepted that, you know, they had to take the form that we've always seen, which is just grilled slats. And so I'll take no credit for the product innovation. That's all my father. He thought, well, maybe there's a different way of integrating these products into your design so that they don't need to be such an eyesore. So that's exactly what he did. He patented the design from a grill into a rectangular air channel that you can actually customize so that it matches your floors and your walls and just seamlessly disappears and melts into that surface.
I mean, and that truly is what it does. When you're looking at all of the different options, you're seeing the flooring, the wall covering, the tile, whatever it is, but you're not seeing the vent. You're just seeing a very modern, beautiful, almost art installation. Like, it's stunning.
Thank you so much. That's so nice. Yeah, I mean, we feel the same way. Like, we are, you know, in an industry now where we're looking at every single detail and curating every single space of our home, even down to, you know, like how it smells, what is the ambiance, the lighting. We're just, again, there's so many products on the market to really cultivate that, you know, look that you want, and there just wasn't any innovation with vents. And so we saw it as an excellent opportunity to just go into a forgotten detail and give it that sleek, modern, elevated look. And I say modern, but it really can match any design aesthetic that you have. That's really what we're trying to accomplish.
And your first product was what you call the Aria vent, A-R-I-A. And this is the vent we're talking about primarily here because it blends so perfectly with any wall or floor surface. So it looks like you take a slice of flooring or you take a section of wallpaper and it gets basically installed into the vent. And when you install the vent into that surface, whether it's a floor or a wall, It perfectly flows with the design. You hardly notice it at all, yet it's beautiful and functional at the same time. What a brilliant idea. So I guess there's a lot of folks that agree with us with 1 million of these sold, literally.
More than 1 million. I think we're almost at 2 million now.
Wow.
In a busy 8 years.
When you design the vent and you're focusing on the aesthetic, of course, the vent serves a purpose, right? It has to have good airflow. How have you guys dealt with that? Has there been any reduction in the airflow? Because people see the vent and they see very little of the vent compared to the old ones, right? So they might wonder whether or not you have good airflow at it. So let's talk about that, because I know you've done some testing around that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely the first question that people ask is, it looks great, but does it actually work and do what it's supposed to do? For that reason, we had all of our products tested by a third-party lab for airflow performance, and all of those tests were in accordance to ASHRAE standards, which is the HVAC standards. Essentially, the airflow is comparable. In fact, I guess the big question comes from people really looking at the vents and seeing if they facilitate great airflow, but what we've really learned is that the performance of your HVAC system has very little to do with the vent that's at the end of the system, and more to do with the design of the system and what's really happening behind the walls. So if you have a poor performing HVAC system that's not efficient, the vent is not going to make it any better. It's not going to necessarily make it any worse. So that's where our products fit into. It's just a part of the system, not the whole system itself. And then on top of that, we've also tested our products for weight capacity. So the vents that we have can hold an excess of 300 pounds, which I think is more than what the standard is on the market.
I don't think too many folks are putting that much weight on a floor vent. I'm afraid to step on any of those vents as it is. They look fragile just at first glance. But, I mean, the truth is, with 300 pounds, that exceeds most ladder capacity.
Better be safe than sorry.
What about from an installation process? Is it more complicated? Is it a similar process? Can this be approached by a DIY or an advanced DIY or strictly for the pros?
Yeah, so we have a whole suite of products, some that are specifically for DIYers, so absolutely anyone can install them. And then we have a little bit more complicated products that are definitely made for a pro. Those pro ones, they need to be mounted at the subfloor level before your flooring goes in. Or for our wall vent models, we actually have mud-in versions, so that does require some drywall mudding, which is very difficult for a DIYer. I'm sure there's some great DIYers that listen, piece of cake, but for me, that's not DIY consideration. So
yeah.
The beauty of it all is that it is a fairly simple installation. You can do it really quickly. All you need to do is have a leftover piece of your flooring, cut that, put it inside of a tray, and then drop that into the duct just like you do any other grill vent.
We're talking to Roberta Mantenuto. She's the co-founder of Fitz, a company that is dedicated to providing beautiful design elements for the home and has completely reinvented the vents that are so commonplace in all of our forced air heating and cooling systems and making them absolutely stunning. I noticed that your line has expanded since the original vents that you and your dad designed and you have helped to manage the business for. Can you talk about some of those extensions and what we're going to see in the future from Fitz?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just developing more vent solutions, but we've also expanded into other product categories like light switches and niches and support brackets for floating shelves and benches, especially in the showers. We just want to take mundane, unloved products and reinvent them. So anything that's been hanging off your walls that we've kind of just shrugged and said, yep, that's got to be there. That's a part of the functioning home. We want to change the way that you see them so that we can also prioritize form.
I mean, I love the no-see device mount just from a perspective of people always want to mess with other people's thermostats. And first of all, you're hiding them stylishly, and you're also completely avoiding that. And I'm guilty of it. I try to adjust the thermostat in the studio all the time. So, Tom, maybe this is what you need to get for me.
I do that in restaurants when it's really warm, and it's like a major deal to ask the waiter or the waitress if they could possibly raise or lower the temperature. And, you know, you get kind of a blank look, and they're trying to find the manager. And sometimes it's just easier for me to walk up to the thermostat and reset it myself.
You just help yourself?
That's very you, Tom.
I just helped myself. I only got busted once, and it was from a family restaurant that I'd gone to forever. And the co-owner Val was like, "Stop doing that, Tom."
I didn't even know that was an option. I'm going to do that from now on. I love that.
It's not an option.
Yeah, we're not recommending it. Well, I think it's cool that you spend a lot of time just like looking at stuff that's ugly in the houses and accept it and figuring, hey, I could do better with that. I mean, there's no limit to those opportunities, and is evidenced by all the extensions you guys have already come up with.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing, so our products, our companies all really based around innovation, right? We just want to do things that other people have really not thought about for many, many years, but also building them in a sustainable way that is makes sense for us and for the end consumer. So all of our products are actually manufactured in Canada, which is where we're from, but also the United States. Absolutely everything, down to the little screws that come into the boxes, the packaging, all of it comes from U.S. and Canada.
That is so awesome. The company is called Fitts, spelled F-I-T-T-E-S. Their website is Fitts.com, F-I-T-T-E-S.com. And you can find these products at select Home Depots and HomeDepot.com. Rollout has started to make Fitts more accessible across the country. Roberta Manzanuto, thank you so much for being a part of the Money Pit. Congratulations on the company and all the work that you guys are doing to make our homes more beautiful and functional at the same time.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Roberta Manzanuto from Fitts Vents, thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, and quite frankly, for making a beautiful sort of minimalistic design feature for something we really, really need at home. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or ceiling can be messy and expensive, so we are going to share a product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO.
Well, it may surprise you to know that a quality metal roof typically offers the best long-term value for your money. Quality metal roofing offers durability and strength, superior performance, and can last up to 50 years. They're also super easy to maintain. For beauty, long-lasting protection, and peace of mind, a new quality metal roof is your best investment. Learn more about quality metal roofing and download your free roofing buyer's guide today by visiting Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can when you dive into the Money Pit podcast. And you're going to get some expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle all of those home projects with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Norm from Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. Tell us about this insulation issue.
Second story over house has a suspended ceiling with like 12 inches of insulation on top of that ceiling, on top of the suspended ceiling. Should there be a vapor barrier in between? Because there's no vapor barrier.
No, not really necessary. So you have 12 inches on top of the drop ceiling, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in that particular case. You're good to go.
Old homes had high ceilings, and so we dropped it down a bit to match the paneling. And
yeah. Is that drop ceiling still standing up okay?
Yes, yes.
All right, good. No, I think you're okay the way it is. There's no need to change that. And if it's an old home, it's plenty drafty as it is anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a textured ceiling, you know that repainting that leak or crack can be easier than the hassle of trying to restore that original textured surface. Typically, it's a very messy process, especially when you're trying to fix a small area or one that's just hard to reach.
Yeah, but now there's a new product out from DAP that makes this easy for both DIYers and pros. It's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it allows you to apply different types of textures. You can use an orange peel texture, a knockdown, or a popcorn texture very quickly and easily to both walls and ceilings. Part of the magic is that it comes in a very simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle, and that's important because it allows you to easily repair vertical or overhead in those hard-to-reach places. That nozzle system is unique. It's only available from DAP. They call it AIM Tech because it allows you to direct that texture exactly where it's needed.
Now, DAP's 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture is really a super handy product that saves you a ton of time and really a lot of hassle. It delivers a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, and this is a great bonus here, it dries in under 30 minutes, and you can paint it immediately.
Yep, so whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you want to create a new look, the 2-in-1 Spray Texture from DAP makes it easy to apply either an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn spray texture to both walls or ceilings, and you can do that with ease and accuracy. It's a good choice for both pros and DIYers. You'll find it at retailers nationwide, and it retails for $29.98.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when it comes to protecting your kids, nothing short of a rubber room can be completely child safe. And I tell you, even with boys, I don't know if that's totally safe, you guys. We're going to share how you can avoid three of the most worrisome child safety hazards now.
Live in a money pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.